And Father, we welcome the ministry of the Holy Spirit today. Father, we ladies are ready to receive. We are ready to believe and receive and reach out and take everything that you have for us this morning. And we want you, Father, to fill us with your heart. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. So, now Robin is a visitor. This is your first time, right, Robin? Yes, yay! Now, Robin, tell everybody what you told Miss Bonnie about your glasses.
So I met Miss Bonnie on Sunday. My husband and I sat right beside her, and she's like, well, I know they must be new. They got all that material and everything. So, but anyway, then when I walked in this morning, I saw her beautiful smile, and I'm like, I look different because I had to wear glasses today. The eyes didn't want to cooperate with contacts. So anyway, I look a little bit different. That's okay. And so... Thank you, and I'm excited to be here because I saw the calendar, and I'm like, Bible study. Okay, I want to go. And I'm like, well, but I'm not a member. And then and I'm like, well, maybe they won't kick me out. So anyway, thank you so much. I'm excited to be here.
Yes, we are excited that you are here, even in the rain.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, little things this morning kept trying to...
Yes. Okay, so now, so I believe Robin is our only wonderful, wonderful visitor. So now we're going to talk about announcements. Now, who knows what is happening? Now, let me get this right. Is it September the 7th, Miss Sue? Is it Ladies Shopping Day at South Lake Town Square? And we need to be there at 9 a.m. It's going to be 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. And you need to decide, now, where do you want to eat? I want to go to the Cheesecake Factory. I want every cheesecake they have in that showcase. Yes. I want all the slices. So it's Brio's or Cheesecake Factory. And you need to, go to the website, emic.org. Would it be /event?
It might be on that card.
Oh, yeah. It could be on the card. Yes, that might be. Yes, yes, yes. Let's see what it says. It says emic.org today. I know I'm looking at it right. I've just never seen today on there.
Ooh, it does say today.
Yes, so that's kind of different for us ladies. But that's how you register. Also, too, who knows what is happening September the 10th? Now, that Ladies Shopping Day is September the 7th. September the 10th is Thrive, 6:45. And who is going to be at Thrive? She is a Reverend Evangelist, Melissa Swindle. She is going to be at Thrive, and Thrive is in the sanctuary. So, once again, that is September the 10th. And then, was she really? Yeah, at least 2 years ago. Do you remember, Miss Sue, when Melissa came here and one of the first things she did is that she believed for a Holy Ghost sweep of the atmosphere in the living room? And I had never heard, you know, a Holy Ghost, a sweeping of the Holy Spirit, just sweeping away anything and everything that needed to be gone out of us ladies. And I will never forget that, a sweeping of the Holy Ghost, a Holy Ghost sweeping. Really, it's a Holy Ghost sweeping in. Yes. And I thought that was so good. So everything just dropped off of us ladies that needed to be gone because of that sweeping, that Holy Ghost sweeping. Okay, so now let's see. Oh, yes, and Miss Sue wanted me to talk about the business forum that is. Now, this is for women too, right? I've always thought it was only for men. It's for men and women. Okay, now this is September the 21st, Saturday, September the 21st at 8:30 a.m. in the Student Life Center Auditorium. So it is for men and women. Saturday the 21st, 8:30 a.m. And let's see, and Randy, how do you pronounce his last name? Spivey is speaking. So once again, September the 21st, Saturday. Now where's Miss Diane? Now look at those gift bags, ladies. Aren't they beautiful? Now does Jennifer do that? Where is Jennifer? There you are, Jennifer. They're beautiful. They're always beautiful. So pretty. Thank you so much. Just gorgeous. Okay, so here comes. Everybody have a ticket, a blue ticket that Miss Diane gave you? So the first lady that's going to be blessed with a gift bag has number?
366.
366. Is it Glenda? Yes, and Glenda has a new grandson. A new grandson. He is a doll baby. He is so cute. Okay, now the second lady that's going to be blessed with a gift bag has number?
360.
Oh, Miss Linda. Oh, yay. She is the hostess with the mostest over there, I'm telling you. And she is the one that brought the refreshments, all homemade goodies back in the kitchen. Homemade by Miss Linda in her new house, her new ovens. Yes, yes. And her husband is second day KCBC student. Yes, yay. So the third lady that is going to be blessed by a beautiful gift bag has number?
348.
Oh, yay. Oh, goodness gracious. The mother of princess. Little princess over there. Oh, no, princess wants it. So, oh, Robin. Oh, Robin got blessed. Oh, that's so nice. Now, we need people to sign up for offering. We don't need that many people to sign up, but we need, I think, two or three, and refreshments. Just like Miss Linda, homemade goodies, but it doesn't have to be homemade. Mine aren't homemade, but hers are always homemade and delish. But anyway, so we do need people to be willing to be led, to ask the Lord, is this my turn to do refreshments? Is this my turn to do offering? An offering really is only 3 or 5 minutes. Right, Miss Sue? So 3 minutes. I like giving, it shall be given back unto you. Luke 6:38. I like that. But anyway. Okay, so once again, in the sign-up pieces of paper or on the credenza. So now, Miss Tony, I guess it's you. Miss Tony is going to minister the offering for us. So welcome, Miss Tony.
Well, good morning, ladies. The title of my offering message is Grace Got You. Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. Have you ever met those that keep hoping when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only going to be a matter of time until you sing till the back row hears you. Glide, because just walking won't do. Dance, you don't have to know how to. Ever since grace got you. Laugh until your whole sides are hurting. Smile. Somebody figured it out. Just like you got away with something. Why? Because you got away with something ever since grace got you. So when you're standing in the rain again, you might as well be dancing. Why? Because there ain't no storm that can change how this ends. So the next time you feel blue, don't let that smile leave you. Why? Because you have every reason to sing because grace got you. Got away with something bubbling inside of you, spilling over because your life is full. How undeniable. Monumental like the Eiffel. Uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha, 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 giddy. Let me see your hands in the air with you out of your seats. Warm it up, let it go, shout it out. Can't articulate, just say, amazing grace. If you don't know now, these are the lyrics to Grace Got You by Mercy Me. We have an example in the Word of God of this amazing grace at work in God's people. in 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 1 through 5. I want to tell you further, brethren, about the grace, the favor, and the spiritual blessing of God, which has been evident in the churches of Macedonia, arousing in them the desire to give alms. For in the midst of an ordeal of severe tribulation, their abundance of joy, their depth of poverty together, have overflowed in a wealth of lavish generosity. Verse 3, for as I can bear witness, they gave according to their ability, and yes, beyond their ability, they did it voluntarily, begging us most insistently for the favor and the fellowship of contributing this ministration for the relief and support of the saints in Jerusalem. Now, was this gift of theirs merely the contribution that we expected? But first, they gave themselves to the Lord and to us as his agents. By the will of God, entirely disregarding their personal interests, they gave as much as they possibly could, having put it themselves at our disposal to be directed by the will of God. So we can see in the word of God, they were right in the midst of their severe tribulation. For instance, they had no job. Because of the loss of the job, the mortgage got behind. All the other bills, it was time for the kids to return to school. No money for school clothes. The disconnect notice for the electric bill had already come in the mail. Not much food left in the refrigerator. They got to church, came home to find the foreclosure notice on the door, and the car had already been repossessed. This is the midst of an ordeal severe tribulation. But because the spirit of grace was evidently working in the Macedonians, but the Macedonians, evidently, they said, so instead of being stressed, as Pastor George has been teaching us, instead of being sad and worried, they said, ha, ha, ha. Then they began to hum. Then they began to sing. Then they began to snap their fingers. Then they began to clap their hands. Then they began to dance in the spirit, singing very loudly, grace got me.
Have you ever met those who keep humming when the song's through? It's like they're living life to a whole different tune. And have you ever met those that keep humming when it's hopeless? It's like they figured out what the rest haven't yet. The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of
so like the Eiffel, uncontrollable, let the joy flow through. Ha, ha. Giddy over pity, pretty please, let me see your hands in the air with you at your seats. Warm it up, let go, shout it out, celebrate. When you can't articulate, just say amazing grace.
The second you realize what you have inside, it's only just a matter of I'm
That's okay. Hallelujah. Wasn't that fun? Yes. Tony, you are amazing. You always make it so fun. Well, it's my pleasure to introduce our speaker today, our very own Pastor Terry Bailey. And she's been here at EMIC for almost 23 years. So we've been here about the same time. So... she's a chaplain. She's ordained. She has served in children's ministry for 25 years, and she served in the hospital ministry team. She was the KCM daycare director for almost 5 years. She's married to Pastor Gene Bailey, alias the Revival Man, for 7 years, and together they have 7 children. That's one a year. No. Way to go. No. They're already grown. Anyway, as her scheduling permits, they travel together and they minister revival and they move in the Holy Ghost. And we've seen them move in the Holy Ghost. And she and Annette Taylor have a monthly women's ministry group called Get Back Up. And if you've had any traumatic things happen in your life, this is an amazing group to go to. I mean, we have all gone through stuff. And sometimes it's hard to get through that stuff. And this is a great group to go to help you get ahead of that stuff and get that all behind you and get rid of it. It meets on the third Tuesday of the month at 1 p.m. in the hospitality room. And the hospitality room is, if you're in the church and you walk out of the church to come back outside, it's on the right hand side, just straight to the right. It's the hospitality room. And the next meeting is Tuesday, September the 17th at 1 p.m. And her life purpose is to teach others how to live victorious through an intimate relationship with Christ. So y'all help me welcome Pastor Terry Bailey.
Husband, I have to say that. That's the truth. Because we both know, or we all know, that there is always more to learn, isn't there? Yes. So I just would like to open in prayer, too. I'd just like to say, Father God, we thank you so much. We thank you so much, Lord, that you chose us. We thank you so much, Father God, for the rain. Oh, Lord, we needed the rain so very much. We thank you for each other. We thank you for your word. And Father God, if there is anything in any one of us, if we've got any strongholds that we've grown up with, Lord, if we've got any unforgiveness, if we've got any strife, any anger, any hatred, Father God, if we've got any jealousy or anything that doesn't belong in us, we need your help. And we ask you, Lord, we ask you to remove it, to give us that grace and that mercy. So, Lord, that we can hear your word. And we thank you for the honor and the privilege, Lord, of coming together just to talk about you and to ponder your goodness, Father. We thank you that you've chosen us. In Jesus' name, amen. And so, has anybody in here seen Overcomer, the movie Overcomer? No, okay. It just came out. Okay. It was, did anybody go to Pastor Greg's 9 o'clock service? Okay, raise your hand. Yeah. When he started talking, you know how sometimes your spirit just kind of starts leaping for joy? And another person that I've really enjoyed recently listening to, he's saved, but sometimes you wouldn't know it if you listened to him. Yes and no, because he's still, you know, he cusses, and I think he drinks occasionally too, but it's Steve Harvey. Okay, and Steve Harvey talks about God, and he talks about being saved, but he's spectacular because he's a real person, and he's developing like we all are. He's, you know, and so the things that I thank God, and I think about that movie Overcomer. Overcomer talked about if I wasn't Pastor Gene's wife, what would I be? And if I wasn't a member of EMIC, who am I? And if I'd never ministered to kids for 25 years, what is my identity? And right now, my identity is, no matter if you took, and all the kids, I am a child of the Most High. I was chosen. I'm seated at the right hand of the Father. I carry his anointing. And I was birthed into this world for a purpose, as were you. And so my purpose, I know. I thought about it because Steve Harvey talked about, you know, there's something you were born for. There was something that God placed in you, and you can't help it. It's your thing that you just like go to, and you can't help it. And Pastor Greg talked about, he's a teacher, okay? I know I'm a teacher. Teachers are the kind of people where like they experience something, and they see God in it, and all I can think of is, how do I get to Linda? Okay, how do I get it to Robin? You know, how do I get it to Bernice? What's going to minister to them? How are they going to understand it? I just want them to know God better. And so I'm going to figure out a way to teach them something that's going to relate to them. And then I know another thing about myself. I can't help it. And sometimes you might think I'm trying to blow you off. But when I see somebody that's really, really hurting, I want to encourage you. I want to encourage you out of the situation, and I don't want to lessen the situation, but it hurts me to see you hurt. Okay, Linda? It hurts me, so I immediately, okay, am going to start telling you stuff to like your face. Stop, you know, and try to focus you somewhere else because I want to pick you up, and that's why I do the get back up thing also. So one of my things is I really, being the child of God that I am, I want to be the devil's worst nightmare. Amen. I want to be the woman, we're EMIC women, yes, but I want to be that woman no matter what. You mess with me, you mess with my friends, you mess with my family, and I am after you. I am on the offensive, I am not on the defensive. Do you understand? I'm just going to fight you harder, and I realize that we in the last days, because we were talking about it, weren't we? Linda and I were talking about it, is that the signs are all around you. But what you've got to do is you've got to be able to love people, and you need to fight the spiritual battles, okay? And you've got to be able to distinguish that, right, Jennifer? Yes. You have to. So there's certain life skills that we need to possess in order to be victorious, to do God's work. Wise as serpents, harmless as doves. Now, I'm adjusting my schedule a little bit because if we have rain, I was going to get up at 5, and I usually take the dogs out. My daughter started school. It used to be 6 o'clock. And I go for a walk, and I speak in tongues, and I start saying the word, and I start praying. And then this past week, a KCBC student who's a friend of mine sent me this beautiful, beautiful scripture. And I was like, Lord, what do you want to talk about? What do you want the ladies here to know today? So who would like to read? Okay, Sue's going to read for us. So start. It is a Passion Translation.
1 Timothy 2:23 through 26. Stay away from all the foolish arguments of the immature, for these disputes will only generate more conflict. For a true servant of our Lord Jesus will not be argumentative, but gentle toward all and skilled in helping others to see the truth, having great patience toward the immature. Then, with meekness, you'll be able to carefully enlighten those who argue with you so they can see God's gracious gift of repentance and be brought to the truth. This will cause them to rediscover themselves and escape from the snare of Satan, who caught them in his trap so that they would carry out his purposes.
So it was like, okay, Lord, this is what I need. This isn't who I need to become. So I have to have skilled patience toward the immature. Because we all get really upset with people that they don't know the word and they don't understand it and they're doing stupid, okay? And it's like, we don't want you to do stupid. We don't want you to hurt ourselves. But sometimes we come across just a little bit self-righteous. Okay? And we've got so much word and experience in us that we just, like, start hammering people. Okay, so it was like, okay, Lord, this is not the first time you've told me this. But the number one skill set, character trait that I need to develop, that I would like to be known for, is listening skills. So we're going to go around the room. We're going to start with Linda. Think about one character skill that you would like to be known for.
I am so sorry that I want to be known for.
What do you want to be known for?
An intercessor.
An intercessor? Jennifer, what would you like to be known for? Sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Intercessor, sensitive to the Holy Spirit. Christy, what would you like to be known for?
Joy.
Joy? We have Mark Hankins Jr. here.
I would agree with you, Pastor Terry, listening.
Tony, let's say you're listening. Say your name too.
Bernice. For being a helping hand.
Helping hand. Okay. Robin?
Well, I hate to be a copycat, but I have to say listening. Because sometimes, you know, you can get into that mode of real quick, and you're like, stop it. Just settle down and listen to what they're saying. So I do feel okay for that.
I don't know, I guess just loving people.
Loving? That's okay, you can do two times. You can do two times, Glenda.
The same thing. Love.
Okay, remember, your name is Glenda. Oh,
my name is Glenda.
And we could just call her Love now.
Me too. I'm Love number one.
Love number one?
I'm Aina. I was going to say loving, but encouraging also. Yeah.
Okay, so which one?
Well, loving people.
Loving people? Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm Lua, and being kind.
Be kind. Oh. Sue, what would you like to be known for?
It's always loving, but being patient with people.
Patient.
That's okay. A big one.
I'm Linda, a servant.
Servant? Okay. So the title of what I was going to talk to you about is Listening to Understand. So what volunteer do I have to go around the room and tell me what everybody said?
Okay.
Holy Spirit? Okay. Yourself?
Oh, joy.
Okay. You were a good listener. And Christy is an excellent listener. Okay. And one thing I have to say about you, dear, is because you were trying to reach people. Sometimes we think we're trying to reach people and we're trying to understand them, but most often we're getting ready for our response to a situation. But you were always trying to understand people. Always. Because true ministry happens only when you understand. And since I've been trying to practice that too, and it was funny because I spent a lot of time in the Word, but this is a 1936 book, and God directed me over to this one. Okay, How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie. And there was things in there like knowing people's names, working on people's names. Like, I think I've gone around and pretty much said everyone's names. What, Lulu, is that? What was her? Lua. Okay. So I'm trying to do that more and more because there's certain skill sets. It may be good in sales, but really we should have a superb set of skill sets because women are a little bit more sensitive, and we're the body of Christ, and my objective is, and I think this is the truth for all of us, our objective is how many people can we get into the kingdom? How many people, once you get into the kingdom, shouldn't there be something a little bit different than us? Shouldn't we be able to tell you when you get into the kingdom of God that there should be manifestations of certain signs visible to even to the world successful, you know, and successful skill sets? So God, after I got that scripture, and he told me I need to work on my listening skills. Then he said, and I thought in my spirit, I thought, where did I hear that? Did I read this? Where did I hear that? But he said to me, you need to learn to be a therapeutic listener. Okay, so I looked up the word therapeutic. Therapy means treatment intended to relieve or heal a disorder. A curative or effective, promote recovery, having or exhibiting healing powers, beneficial, and the same thing repeated over and over again. So when I listen, I ought to listen to help you heal. And I'm the encourager too, and I want to make you feel better. That's who I am. And I want to help train you to feel better. So correct me if I'm wrong, but one of the highest honors you can bestow on anyone is the gift of listening. Okay, and I'm not talking about, because I read this for daycares too. It's like parents come in the daycare center and they're picking up their kids from class and they're doing this. Out the door. They say one of these. Now, I don't know if you're like me, but sometimes you're busy and someone's talking to you. Well, you know what? You're not going to hear them if you're doing one of these numbers. You really are not going to hear them. So I found myself, I had a septic man come to my house yesterday, and he was an educator. I don't know anything about this septic system. We just bought the house. It's an older house. But he was going to tell me everything. Okay, and I thought, okay, there's two ways I can do this. I can find the root problem of what I've got and report that into my husband, okay, and what I'm supposed to be doing. So I don't have problems in the future. Do you know, I listened to that man, I even took my phone and I typed stuff up, and then he was going to go rebuild my aerator. So I went in the house, and I thought, man, I am a good listener. I typed, and then he knocked when it was done, and he told me more stuff. And he gave me a handout. He even told me with the codes on the sheet. I wrote that all down. I ended up with over a page of single-space stuff. I got really, really smart. And I know his name is Brian, and I know the person that answers the phone is Candy. And next time I call, when I talk to him, I know he lives alone. He services 8 counties. I mean, I know a lot about the guy. Do you know what? He's probably going to like me. I probably will be one of the best customers, and I'll get the fastest service, I'm thinking. Okay, but there is a huge difference. I could have just told my husband, honey, rebuilt aerator, $300, put tablets in that hole. But I am able to explain stuff because I truly made an effort to listen to what he had to say. Listening bestows honor, respect, integrity. When I first met my husband, he was not what he is today. He had a wonderful, wonderful past, but he had gone through a horrible divorce. And he's got children, 34 to the youngest one is 21. And sometimes they teased him a whole lot. And they didn't show him a whole lot of honor and respect. But you know what? When I'm with the man, he gets my undivided attention, honor, and respect the majority of the time. And when you sit down and the kids come up and they start joking, and I keep looking at his eyes. Excuse me, just wait. What were you saying, honey? Okay, and then I say, that wasn't funny what you said, you need to apologize. That's dishonorable. So you can, by the way you treat someone, by the way you listen to someone, you can light up their life. And in this book, I thought this was kind of interesting, How to Win Friends and Influence People. I'll read you a little excerpt out of here. Many people fail to make a favorable impression because they don't listen attentively. And Sigmund Freud, was one of the best listeners, and he would never forget him. He had qualities which I had never seen in any other man. Never had I seen such concentrated attention. There was none of that piercing, soul-penetrating gaze business. His eyes were mild and genial. His voice was low and kind. His gestures were few, but the attention he gave me, his appreciation of what I said, even when I said it badly, was extraordinary. You've no idea what it meant to be listened to like that. If you want to know how to make people shun you, laugh behind your back, and even despise you, here's a recipe. Never listen to anyone for long. Talk incessantly about yourself. And if you have an idea while the other person is talking, don't wait for him or her to finish. Bust right in and interrupt in the middle of a sentence. So this is out of his book. Let's look at some scriptures, too, and I'm going to ask you to help me with this. I've got what I pulled from was the English Standard Version, and I don't know that anybody's going to have that. So if it's different in your version, then I will say what, because it had the word listen to it. Proverbs 12:15, who wants to take that one? Jennifer does? Proverbs 12:15.
Okay. I have King James and Amplified, but the way of a fool is right in his own eyes, but he who listens to counsel is wise.
Okay. I need somebody to read Proverbs 18:2. Robin's ready.
A fool has no delight in understanding, but in expressing his own heart.
And that, okay, let's ponder this for a minute. And that's because that's what we're supposed to do with the Word of God. We're supposed to hear the Word of God, and that's the reason we're here. Is we're supposed to say, I read this, I read that, I heard this. Let's talk about it. What do you think? What is the difference between hearing and listening, in your opinion? There's no right or wrong answer. Jennifer has an idea?
Whenever you're hearing, you could still be in your mind somewhere else. But when you're listening, you're together with yourself,
listening to what they're saying to try and understand what they're trying to say.
Okay. You said the word understand. Okay. Yes, what were you going to say, Christy?
The same thing. I mean, having the little kiddos, you know, they can give you their eyes, but that doesn't mean that they're listening.
Husbands are real good at that, too. And we are. We are really good. If we're busy and we're trying to multitask, my daughter was trying to talk to me just before, as I'm going through and reading my scriptures, okay, 23-year-old getting ready to go to college class. And she said, Mother, you're not listening to me. You're just hearing me. Okay. So who else thinks the difference between hearing versus listening? Yes, ma'am, Linda? We got lots of Lindas today. This Linda.
Hearing doesn't necessarily show care, but listening means that you are connected with that person.
Amen. Anybody else have anything about hearing versus listening? Okay, which one would you like? Okay, go ahead, Sue.
Hearing is like going in one ear and out the other. But listening is you're understanding what they're saying so that you can teach that same thing to someone else.
Yes, ma'am. That's very good.
Listening makes people feel more appreciated than just hearing them.
And that's what I was trying to say, too. I talked about who I am to you and what I want to do, because what I need to do is I need to always, because God does this. I have to have the end before the beginning. So now if I am listening to something that's very emotional to somebody, and I'm really hot on this topic too, but it's not going to help me to lose them by shoving my opinion down their throat at this moment. I've got to look at this goal. Am I trying to get them to Christ, or am I trying to get them to my opinion, which I think is right, but may not, I don't have, when I talk about strongholds, I have strongholds. We all have strongholds. Strongholds are certain ways of thinking that are not correct because of our life experiences. Sometimes bad stuff happens to good people. Okay, and we in our own cannot do it without God. Who thinks that the higher level is to be listened to? Do you not think that people deserve that? Don't you want that? You know, people pay really good money for counselors, don't they? And basically, there was, I think, where'd I put the book here? He said in here, if I can find it real quick again, too. Many persons call a doctor when all they want is an audience. Next time you tell me about somebody at a shower that thought I was the best communicator in the whole world, I didn't say hardly anything. And in that book, it talks a story about Abraham Lincoln, too. He called in a friend. He was dealing with some really hot issues in the Civil War. He said, my old neighbor, I really need you. They were up all night. His friend never said anything. The next morning, he told his advisors, I got the best insight. Okay, I'm at peace now. I know exactly what to do. He helped me so much. And he said, I didn't say a word. I just listened to him. Okay. So good listening, hearing is more passive, and listening is more like an action verb. And so I asked my daughter as I was driving her to school, my 16-year-old this morning, I said, okay, I'm teaching, and I told her, because she knows I need to work on this. Everybody knows I need to work on this. I said, okay, honey, in your opinion, you know, I'm working on this listening thing. What is the difference between hearing and listening? And I was so glad because I touched her because I'm trying to change. She says, well, you know, last Friday, Mom, when you got me the caramel macchiato, and we picked it up from the Starbucks that was across from the Speedway. And I looked in it, and I said, and I had a venti. I was looking forward to that all week long. And they didn't drizzle it with caramel. And she said, you listened to me, Mom. You didn't just hear me. Because if you just heard me, you would have go, oh, I'm so sorry. She said, but you went to Roanoke by my school, and you went through the drive-thru, and you asked them to put caramel on top of my drink. They had lots and lots of caramel, and it was so good. And you listened to me. You listened to me. And I thought, oh, gosh, thank you, Jesus. It's working. I mean, I was so proud of myself because it really is. For me, it is like an effort-conscious decision because it's not my nature. My nature is this speed demon, and that's the truth. The faster I can do something and the more I can get done, I think, the better it is. And I have a Fitbit on, and I always talk about my steps. Do you know God told me last week? Terry, maybe you need a spiritual Fitbit. Maybe your steps aren't quite so important, but maybe there's some spiritual things that you need to check to see that you're doing every day. Let that goal for the steps go, you know? So, I don't know if God talks to you like he does to me. Okay, we're going to go back to scripture. So, just because Linda thought she was going to sit down for a minute. Okay, so let's do the last Proverbs we did. Who did our last proverb? You did 18:2. Let's do Proverbs 2:2. Who wants to do Proverbs 2:2?
So that you incline your ear to wisdom and apply your heart to understanding.
So once again, Bonnie, we hear the word understanding. So you got to kind of remember when you're hearing, even when you're sitting at church and you haven't had your coffee and you're really tired, you got like 5 hours of sleep, okay? And it's raining outside. And you're not up and moving with the praise. I'm trying to understand. I'm not just trying to hear. I've heard the scripture 55,000 times. I'm trying to understand and understand the heart behind it. Okay, how about Proverbs 5:1 through, just start with 5:1. Yes, ma'am, Christy.
Proverbs 5:1. My son, attend to my wisdom and bow thine ear to my understanding, that thou mayest regard discretion, and that thy lips may keep knowledge. Oh, wait, that was 2.
Well, that's good. Yeah, that's the one I was looking for. And once again, you're incline your ear, your hearing, to understanding, which equals listening. How about, okay, this one was with listening scriptures. I know why, but I thought, oh, I don't see the word listen in there. But it didn't, by what it says, it means listening, and I thought, if I could do this, I would be like a really good Christian. Titus 3:2, and this is, to speak evil of no one, to avoid quarreling, to be gentle, and to show perfect courtesy towards all people. To me, perfect courtesy is to listen to all people. Why do little children come up to me and like me? Why, oh, why? Because I speak their language, okay? I am looking for cues to connect, to understand, and to listen to them, and they know it. Why was Jesus so good with children? It wasn't just because he was a fantastic storyteller, but he gave them eye contact. He gave them touch. And I am so sure that he went back and forth and back and forth, and he taught kid. Okay, like Linda McLean talks animal, right? And Linda McLean listens, and she's doing some hospital ministry now too. She is like Christy when she interacts with people. I want you to know the circuits are going off because this one is collecting data to understand to reach you all the time. And right now in her hospital ministry, she walks into a room, and she sees a fish-smelling mush that looks like mashed potatoes. And she goes, "You can't. That's horrible."
It was shrimp and grits.
Shrimp and grits. But she goes, "Oh no, no, no! You can't eat that." She was gagging. So she was understanding. She was trying to understand her, Josephine. And so when we're trying to understand a child or an animal or a person, our goal has got to be, because if we're trying to understand somebody's animal, we're still trying to get to a person. Okay, we've got to remember that all the time we have got to work on our communication skills and our listening, because our mission is not to clobber you in the head with the scripture that I learned, but to understand where you are so I can know why you do what you do. And Linda tried to scare me off when I first met her, but I knew what she was doing because I was listening to you. I knew that there was stuff there, okay? But that's what you need to try to do, because you need to try to reach people and you need to try to bring them closer to God. Because when she walks in the fullness of what God has for her, she's going to be what I want to be. I want to spend so much time in God's presence, and I mean this, that I don't need to give you 1,000 scriptures and the references, that I kind of glow in the dark. Do you know what I'm saying? I am so full of Jesus that no matter what, no matter what you tell me, God's got that. There is nothing too impossible for my God, okay? I spend so much time from him all the time. After Pastor George was talking about, and we should do this all the time, was talking about when we give, you know, lights go off. So Friday, I just didn't want, you need to know this, 32-ounce smoothies are $5 at Smoothie King. It's a Friday special. So Gene, Pastor Gene and I, and my daughter Jessica, we're going in. We'll get a $5 smoothie. And so we got our smoothies, and you get in your smoothie, man, and you just, like, get lost in your smoothie. And so as we're coming in, or as we're getting ready to leave, an officer comes in. Jane, Jane. So Gene walks behind him, and he said to him, as he ordered it, and I think he asked for an extra something, so it cost a little extra, Gene goes to the guy, "I got this." He said, "No, you don't have to do this. You really don't have to do this." And he said, "Nobody's, why would you do this? Nobody's ever done this to me before. Nobody has ever done." And we were all shaking his hand, even my daughter going, "Thank you so much. Thank you for all you do." And I'm sure he went home and he talked about that. So I talked about this on home group last week. Right here's my goal. Everywhere I go, I'm a secret agent for Jesus, okay? I got to really listen to you, sweetie, because my goal is, and once again, this is my personality. After I hear what you got, I'm going to encourage you, and I'm going to make you really stronger, because you got something that you're supposed to do for the kingdom. You all are saved, right? You all are spirit-filled, right? So there's something more God wants you to do. You're not walking in the fullness, but there's people out there in our lives that aren't. I don't know about you guys. I got 7 kids. I had 99 in the daycare center, and I homeschooled for 15 and a half years. I was in big groups. I like family. I like a lot of people around me. I don't know if you can tell, I like people, okay? You know something who likes more people than me? Jesus and God. God wants family when he gets to the kingdom. Our job is to bring as many family with us as we can. Okay? So when I think about that, when I'm communicating, my goal is I got to get out of me. I have to get out of me. And I got to start thinking, I'm a secret agent for God. I got to be more like these gals. Oh, ha, 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 ha. Okay, and then they're like, "Oh, Jesus, wow. Oh, okay, Terry, do you know what God said to me?" And is that not true? Okay, so now we're going to go back to scriptures. How about Proverbs 17:27? Who wants to read Proverbs 17:27?
This is the Amplified version.
Okay.
He who has knowledge spares his words, and a man of understanding has a cool spirit.
Where's a magical word of understanding which denotes listening?
Yeah. Oh, that's 18.
That's Tony, 17. That's good.
Oh, no, it is. It's 17. It's the both sides.
Okay. How about Proverbs 19:20? Thank you, Tony.
Hear counsel and receive instruction, and thou mayest be wise later, that the latter end.
Okay, you're very right, sweetheart. So what you need to do is accept instruction so that you can get wise in the future. Okay, can somebody read Mark 4:1? It says 1-20, but I don't think. That's quite. Get to the word listen. Robin?
Mark 4:1.
Brittany's going to do it. Okay. Yes.
It says, again he. Oh, this is the English Standard Version.
Okay.
Again he began to teach beside the sea, and a very large crowd gathered about him, so that he got into a boat and sat in it on the sea. And the whole crowd was beside the sea on the land.
One more sentence.
And he was teaching them many things in parables, and in his teachings he said to them, keep going.
He said what?
Listen, behold, a sower went out to sow, and as he sowed, some seed fell along the path, and the birds came and devoured it.
Okay, so he said, pay attention or listen. Okay, Ecclesiastes 3:7. Okay. There's no listening in there, but it's this. Yes. Thank you.
Three, seven or 3:11?
It says here, it typed it, but it did a type 22, so yeah, go ahead. A time to?
It's a time to tear, a time to mend, a time to be quiet, and a time to speak.
Oh, a time to be quiet and a time to speak. Now, I'm going to read this to you. I love this. This just speaks volumes. Exodus 14:40. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. Isn't that revelation? So I just need to be silent. Silent, not a syllable. How hard is that? How hard is that for us? He's going to fight, but I can't defend myself. I can't argue with you. I just have to be silent, which is really hard for me. I'm telling you my faults here. Okay, Malachi 2:2. Malachi, little Italian in the Bible. We didn't know it. Okay, who wants? Okay.
If you will not hear, and if you will not lay it to heart to give glory unto my name, saith the Lord of hosts, I will even send a curse upon you. And I will curse your blessings. Yea, I have cursed them already, because you do not lay it to heart.
Wow. And in mine, it's the English Standard Version. It ends with, if you don't lay it to heart, but it starts off with, if you won't listen. Whoa. And when I think of listening, I think of action. It requires me to do something. It's for me to listen, it's a work in me. Okay? This, I was going to school to get my counseling degree, and I had life events happening. But I love this. He's a professor at Liberty Christian, and his name is James C. Peterson. He's got a doctorate of divinity. And he talks about what does a listener do, and in a minute I'm going to ask for two volunteers. And this is we play this game at home, and it's really, really hard. I'm just telling you. For me, anyway. Okay, a listener, the first goal of a listener is to provide safety, to understand, and to clarify. If you're going to listen to me, I want it to be safe. I don't want you to be a gossip. Mm-hmm. Okay? You got to be able to handle whatever I tell you and keep it to yourself or take it to God. Okay? The second goal is to understand. Effective listening helps the listener understand and the talker to clarify what they feel, what they think right now. The third goal is to clarify. Help talkers recognize their thoughts and their feelings. Then I just highlighted this. Now back to the issue beneath the question, if our motivation for listening is to get someone to think or act our way, then we'll probably push or talk more than we listen. Pushing produces resistance. While sometimes we can get people to knuckle under, it usually doesn't last. I love the phrase, vicious compliance. It describes what happens when someone gives up and goes along and makes it clear that we'll pay for it in the end. People who give in usually find a way to pay us back and win. On the other hand, effective listening allows talkers to relax and reconsider their concerns, their opinions, and actions. Talkers can think now thoughts and choose to act differently when they aren't too busy protecting themselves and their old ways. After having been heard, they'll be able to listen to us better. They might see us differently and develop new concern for us. You know, when somebody trusts you with something and you behave properly with what they trusted you with, and you've really, really tried to listen to understand to the best of your ability with God's grace, they have a higher opinion of you. Okay? It's a holy thing. It really is. Listening without agreeing. To listen, it's my job to stay focused on understanding you. If I'm inwardly or outwardly agreeing with you or even considering whether I agree or not, then I'm milling around in my thoughts and not yours. The same goes for disagreeing. It's also talking instead of listening. I'm going through the highlights. Listening without advising. Advising, too, is not really listening. You know what I found out the older I get? Unless someone comes to you point blankly and says, what do you think of this? They don't want to know. Okay? Defending without the listener's side of the is the most critical. The listener. So what I would like is I would like two volunteers. I want a listener and a talker. And on the cards here, and I've got cards to hand to you to take home, it tells you the listener. I'm calm enough to hear. I don't own your problem. My goal is to provide safety, to understand, and to clarify what you said. Without agreeing, disagreeing, advising, or defending. The talker, I'm the most bothered and I own the problem. My goal is to share my feelings, to share my thoughts, without accusing, without attacking, without labeling, or without judging. Okay? Who would like to come up? And we'll just come up with any scenario that somebody else comes up with. And I want you to see how actively you need to work on talking and listening. Volunteers?
You don't get volunteers, start assigning people.
Okay, we have two volunteers? Come on. We'll have you come sit up here, okay? And we're going to sit here. Okay, who wants to be the talker and who wants to be the listener?
There's three of you.
Okay, you're going to be, here's what you're going to be. I'm going to give you a card. Come here, Christy. Come on. You're the judge. So, for instance, if you're the talker and she says something except to clarify, you're going to do one of these. You just took over. Okay? So you want to have a seat here real quick? At the table. And then I'll give you a card, too. So look over real quick, you, the two ladies, what your goals are here. And then you're the moderator. Okay, now Linda, give them something to discuss. That could be, you give them something to discuss.
Polite something to discuss.
Let's see. A polite something to discuss.
Somebody took your seat in church.
Someone took my seat. And I'm most bothered, and I own the property.
Mm-hmm.
All right. You know, I've been here for 4 years. And I always sit in this one section. And I have all my friends there. And I know exactly where they are. But because somebody took my seat, I don't even know if my friends came to church today or not. And now I feel so disconnected. I could have just stayed home and watched, but I didn't. I came, and then I couldn't even sit where I wanted to sit. And then I ended up sitting over by the choir section, and I couldn't even see the screen. I couldn't even see Pastor George. I couldn't see anything. I could have just stayed in the nursing room. I would have had a better view.
So is the choir section, is that the left side or the right side?
Well, it depends. If you're looking at it from the front, yeah, it's going to be the right.
I'm providing safety, and I'm understanding, and I'm clarifying. Without agreeing. Without disagreeing, or advising, or defending. Wow. That could, okay, no, that could hurt to be agreeing. It's a hard game.
I know. Sue, would you like to help?
You're the modifier.
I'm
the modifier. I'm supposed moderator? To be listening.
Yeah. You're the yes. moderator. So she's having trouble responding to being the listener. Can you help her?
Mm-hmm. Where is it exactly that you normally sit?
I wish I could answer that. I don't have a seat. So I sit over by the children where all my friends are that are close in that age range, in that circle.
So if I understand you correctly, you sit by the children?
Yes.
Where? Okay. So, and did the usher know that?
The usher's my husband, and he gave the seat away.
Oh, wow. Now that's getting serious.
This is hard.
Okay. Do you notice something? Did you notice how hard that is? Did you notice how hard it is?
Very
yes.
hard not to
yes,
advise.
Ma'am.
What I noticed was, okay, in listening. Can I use my phone?
Yes, I'm sorry.
Okay. In listening, there's more than one aspect of listening. You can hear the words. But this is a normal listener. She's a listener. She's not a complainer. It's really hard for her, and her body language gave off that she was uncomfortable even talking about it. Because listening is only like 20% what the person's saying. You have to also watch what they're doing. She was completely uncomfortable complaining. But I'm not picking. But your body language was not that you were listening. It was that I'm enduring this. Do you understand? There's a difference. And so that was one of the things I picked up from it, that she's normally, you can tell that she was completely uncomfortable griping
about something as trivial as a seat in church. And you were just like, well, how am I supposed to respond to this? Because it's trivial. And it was, and I picked something trivial on purpose.
Well, and this is the deal is, most of the time, when you're listening to somebody, it's not important to you. Mm-hmm. It's true. Mm-hmm. It's not your thing. But that's what it becomes an exercise. It really is. To get skilled in this, to listen, to understand what they're trying to say, and to try to clarify what they're saying. You ladies may relax and go to your seats. I'm going to have somebody pass out these cards because we have to close real quickly. Thank you very much. Thank you. Give them a hand for helping, for being brave. So, they're talking about the whole listening thing could go on and on and on. But you know what? People in authority don't have to scream. They can whisper. And we heard about the still, small voice. And when I think of children, I think of in the womb that the baby can hear the mom, the heartbeat. And a lot of times we get, when we come out, you know, I have a noise machine with the white noise. But there's kids, they have those little bouncers and everything with the noise of in vitro. So how much more, did you ever think about this? How much more are we designed to hear the still small voice of God? If we can hear the still small voice of our mother in the womb. But that's a quiet listening. That's a constant practicing. And that's really what we want to pray for. I think our hearts are all really, really sweet and good. Would you not agree that we want to listen to people? We want to draw them into the kingdom or have them live a more victorious life. But the way to do that is to get much better at our listening skills. So, yes, ma'am?
I just had one thing. When I was saying that, the one thing that I was trying to convey is I didn't connect. And so what I would have done was say, well, I'm glad I got to visit with you.
Because
what they're trying to say is something was stolen from me, and I felt, you know, I didn't get what I wanted.
And yeah.
So, would everybody agree that it kind of is, it was for me, when God starts speaking to me and I got that scripture about not arguing about little stuff and realizing how little we really, really are trying to understand. We're just really trying to do our stuff. And some of our stuff could be ministry stuff, okay? But when God puts an opportunity in front of you, so we need to all, I guess if you can all, let's all get up get around Linda, grab hands, and we're going to pray real quick. And then I don't know what your normal is, but I always, as I'm ending, okay. You can hold hands.
There's somebody else back over here.
Okay. We got Bernice and Muffin coming.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'll just sit here and hold hands with somebody. There you go.
Diane, you want to come on in here with us?
Diane.
Here she comes.
Here she comes to save today.
Well, and why do I do this, and why do I try to involve you? Because you know what? God came, sent his son for relationship, didn't he? Yes. Jesus had little children on his lap, didn't he? Didn't he lay hands and heal people? Mm-hmm. He made us to like to touch. He made us to have relationships. And that's the end all of listening to understand. We want relationships. We want rich relationships. We want rich relationships in Christ. So, Father, we thank you so much. We thank you for our time here together. We love the fact that you put us together just to talk about your word and talk about what you want us to do with our lives. Because, Lord, we know that you have so much more for us. And we know sometimes we really need to change. And I thank you, Lord, that you're helping me personally to become a better listener. And all the women that are here, Lord, because we ache for revival. We ache for the awakening. We ache for our homes, our schools, our church, our counties, our cities, our state, our country, and the planet to be full of you, Lord, to change back to your ways. And Lord, I thank you that you give us the skill sets so that we can be able to do that wherever we are. So we thank you, Lord, for your presence here. We seek to hear you so much more clearly, Lord, because when we do hear you more clearly, you're going to teach us how to listen to others better and let them know our heart. Because, Lord, we really want to be those people, those listeners, those good understanders. But you got to help us, because some of us are kind of broke. And we need your grace and your mercy and your love to show us how to do it. And we thank you, Lord, that every one of us, because of what you've shown me to talk about today, Lord, are going to become better listeners. Yes. And Lord, take every woman that's here and their family to a higher place. And I plead the blood of Jesus over them too. And we thank you, Lord, for revival. We thank you for more of you all the time. And we want to hear you so clearly, Lord, and do your works. And we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. 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 Yes, ma'am.
Talking, and the other guy listened. When you were talking about that, I thought it dawned on me. I said, wow, listening actually helps get the solution, you know, for that other person, because he didn't say anything, but yet Abraham Lincoln got the solutions and, you know, all the ideas and different things because he was able to talk it out and all. And this has really helped me tremendously.
You know, licensed counselors, I'm just going to say this. Licensed counselors are not supposed to ever give you their opinions. What they're supposed to do is let you talk it out and come up with their own solutions. Because, ladies, we know this. We are strong-willed creatures. We don't want anybody telling us what to do. What we like it when God reveals stuff to us and we decide on our own that we need to change. And that's what a skilled listener does, is they try to understand and clarify and let you talk it out so that you come up with your own solution. So, I really want to be the person that spends so much time with God, either in his word, okay, or in his presence, praying in the spirit, hearing back and forth, that I do feel like I glow in the dark. And when I come to minister to you, we're talking amongst friends, and we are like the men, I don't want to say Pharisees, but like the men, the Jewish men in church, where they used to go to the synagogue, and all they wanted to do was to talk about the word. You know, they wanted to talk about what they understood to be understood themselves, and to try to understand God. So whenever, I mean, I could meet you at Walmart, and whatever God gives me for the day. So I just thank the Lord that this was something that was important to him, that he wanted you all to hear. So, amen.
Yeah. It was very good. Well, I normally come up here and discuss everything that you've already told us. It's a Dale Carnegie thing. You tell them what you want to tell them, and then you tell them what you told them, and so they get it.
Yes.
It's another part of that. Let me get my notes. I've got two pages here.
Bernadette had prayer in the study.
Yeah.
But Bernadette left at 9 o'clock. Was she supposed to stay and wait for you?
No, it was a nun that was. She just texted me.
Okay. I'm sorry. I'm just. She says she's in the wrong place.
Looking for Bernadette. Are you coming for prayer for healing? Are you coming?
because I pray great to pray. But I think I finished already. I believe so. I just, Annette told me to meet up with her. I believe it's Bernadette's. But I guess.
Yeah, Bernadette leaves at 9 and something or 10.
Okay. I don't think she's going to be able to come, but I
think. Okay, I think you're right because she says here, prayer is finished.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Here we go. That was a neat visual on getting rid of our cell phones. Oh, hallelujah. Well, it sounds like they're already enjoying visiting together. So, to me, there's really not a whole lot to add to what you've imparted with us today, because it's just, you made it so clear for us to see the end from the beginning. I have my mic on. Is that better? Can you hear me now? Okay. Well, I kind of was sort of talking to her because I felt like I couldn't add anything to what she has already imparted to us, because listening is such a huge part of connecting with a person. And if you're not listening, you're not connecting because you're thinking about your own thing. But I really liked what you talked about. The end goal is to get them to heaven.
To heaven, and then the Christian, too. Because every... Let me use this one?
Yeah.
Everybody that's in this room is saved and going to heaven. Mm-hmm. But you also were born. You were put on the planet. We weren't put on the planet for us. We were put on the planet for what God's purpose is, okay? So he gave us all unique giftings and talents. And don't know about you, but I know I'm not fully developed. There's a lot of things I need to do, and there's a lot of things I need to hear, and there's a lot of things that I need to accomplish that he wants to have done. And so it, when we all are not walking totally developed, and it's a work, you know, he said it's, he began the good work, and it'll continue till he comes back. So we have constantly, whether they're unsaved or saved, we need to all to be coming to a higher level. But the number one purpose is to get people into the kingdom of God. But not only that, too, you can be in the kingdom of God and not living victoriously. You got to be in his presence all the time.
Being in the kingdom of God and living victoriously, you know, the kingdom of God is near us, even in our mouth. And if we stop and think about, we're not living victoriously, we may have some health issues, we may have financial issues or whatever, we're not living in the kingdom of God. And as we are constantly growing and developing and learning, we start coming up another level, another level. I told my husband last time, Kathy Griggs spoke, and she was teaching us how she studied the Word. And I told my husband, I felt like when she got through, I had stepped up another step. And now here you come following her, and I feel like I've taken another step. You know, our pastors are constantly telling us to come up higher, to come up higher. And to me, it's so important to come to these ladies' Bible studies, because it's like each one of you, it's like you're grabbing us and saying, come on up here with me. Come on up here with me. You know, let me show you from this vantage point so you can see, you know.
Amen.
And so it's always so much better to come and listen and really comprehend what each one of you bring to us. Amen. So, so rich. So, anyway.
Thank you.
I want to thank each one of you ladies for weathering the storm, coming out and getting this message. It was something that we all needed because we're growing. And just opens our eyes.